Hello and welcome to our very first interview here at Anime Los Angeles 2024. I am your host, Crystal, and with me today is special guest of honor, Kaha Shibuya.
So we haven't seen each other since last ALA, correct?
Oh, was it ALA?
Yeah, I think you signed the Japanese version of your book, which is
yes.
Today's topic, your book in general. But it's been, five years since our last interview?
Really? Has it been that long?
Yes, I believe our last interview was in, on Anime Los Angeles 2019?
What's that? Oh my god, I saw you, you came by my booth, but it was just to purchase something.
And no, then, you were cosplaying Bowsette.
Oh, I'm gonna go for the interview, but no, I just even after that, you came by my booth and
a year ago,
then hello, for hello.
Yeah, that was a year ago.
Oh, yes.
It was a year ago. How you been since then, though?
It's been great. I've been able to just like what I wanted back in the interview. I think I said I want to go to more conventions and I want to go to a more different state too. And COVID happened, so it became difficult. But then everything's back on. Now I get to go to more cons, different cities. So
how's it exploring the U.S. basically? Because I'm sure you've attended other conventions outside Los Angeles, outside California. How's it been exploring the United States?
I really like convention scenes in U.S. In Japan, we have events, but it's more commercial event, more industry. I can really find that event for fans or by fans, from fans or for fans. Especially I'm in Los Angeles. It's very homey. You see the same faces, not just fans, not just attendees, but also staff members. You see familiar faces, so it really feels like home.
Yes, it does feel like home. And I was telling one of my press colleagues earlier that I always attend Anime Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah?
No matter what.
I've
been attending Anime Los Angeles, believe it or not, since I was a little kid.
Really?
12 years old.
I didn't know.
Because this convention used to be held at the LAX Hotel.
Oh, right.
Well, yeah, and there it was amazing. It was an amazing time. But long story short.
When you interviewed me, that was still in Ontario, right?
Yeah. But long story short, this convention is always, like you said, it's very homey. Yeah. You always see the same people, familiar faces. Mm. It's just an overall wholesome convention to go to. And also, the beginning of the year, what better way to celebrate than an anime convention, right?
Why not?
Winding back to our second interview, you had mentioned in that interview that you had you've been wanting to publish a book, and having the goal to also publish it in English.
Yes.
Now this is a milestone that you have achieved. So congratulations on that!
Thanks for remembering that, and thanks for getting my book.
Yes, as you can see, I got your book right here. It's been through a lot, so I do apologize about the cover.
Looks like you have actually read,
I have. As requested, we will not talk about the contents of the book as much as about the book itself, but have some questions about the book, actually. Yeah. First and foremost, the cover in the Japanese version of the book, there's a nice picture of you in a business casual attire.
Yes.
And in the English version, there's you cosplaying.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it's cosplaying. Well, it's Oiran. It's not character cosplay. Mm. Oiran is... with a professional kind of prostitute at the time, a long time ago in Japan. And I just visually, it looks very Japanese, And also it also looks kind of seductive, sexy. And because I get the professional prostitute kind of, fit the image. So that was actually my idea to why do I have this for the cover for English book? And it looks so different from Japanese book because Japanese book wanted to bring it more educational. This is also educational, but in Japan, everyone know the topic is, but in English, what is that? That's the first thing. Not everyone is aware of Japanese culture or, it's subculture. I guess we need to explain that in a strong word, P-O-R-N, that. Not JV because not everyone knows what's jab, right?
No. And it'd be awkward to explain that in some situations. I understand that.
But I thought it'd be more easier to figure it out from the cover.
Another difference that I've noticed in the Japanese book and the English one is that the Japanese version has pictures, screenshots, or photos of forms granted in Japanese.
Yes.
The English one only features the text from those forms. Why was that?
That was editorial decision. It was not really... I was kind of expecting to see all the charts. I actually shared all the charts and forms, but because it's all in Japanese, and if you translate that, it's going to be just words. And maybe editors thought, it's not that interesting. Or some of the pictures we use were like my column in Japanese. So why would you just, I guess, didn't want to put that because people cannot read it?
Probably. Oh, so it was more like, what's the point? Might as well just translate the text. And
probably, yeah. I also kind of expected to see more chart, to be honest. Well, yeah, with an editor slash translator, we had some difficulties like to go over in the process of translation. And like at some point, I even like told my manager, like, hey, I do not like this editor slash translator. Like, I do not like this person. Like, I don't know, like his guts. Like, I was like, I didn't tell him in person. Like, I was like, so like, can you just like, well, I definitely needed a liaison, like manager, somebody. Otherwise, I guess I didn't think communication was going to be good. So we had this communication issue anyway. So we had other things to worry about besides those like, small details. Mm. Initially, the editor suggested like, oh, I like that. Fact, I think he thought it was amusing that even sometimes there is like a fake pubic hair, like a wig. Like, oh, I want to like find a chart, something like that. And he was being playful, but because in the process of translation, like I had issues, I actually shared some concern that it didn't sound anything like me.
You were afraid that it would get lost in translation.
Yes, yeah, or it's just the atmosphere. Like, I think the words choices were a little bit too flamboyant or kind of, he wanted to use F word a lot for sexual intercourse. Mm. And I use F word sometimes, but out of expression, like, oh fuck that. I'm not going to say like, oh, I fucked him. Like, I don't do that. I don't talk like that. So I was like, can you just not? But he wanted me to sound like that. I guess that's how typical porn actress talks, I guess. So,
a little vulgar, yes.
Yes, yeah. But I was like, but I have retired and that's the reason why I'm writing this. And can I just tone back? And then he started saying like, because he knows I go to anime conventions and I like cosplay and like, oh, if you gonna talk like anime princess, like with your like high anime voice and it's not gonna sound, no one's gonna take you seriously. And I was like, okay, that's very rude. And like, I was like, fuck that. That's why I use F word.
That's what you really used
it. So it was definitely getting difficult. But I think we could deliver the core of the
message.
The entire topic, yes, I guess we could deliver the message.
Would you say, are you happy with the translation, the way it came out in English?
Definitely, I was just concerned about, it was just personal to me, like, oh, I don't sound like that, I don't talk like that. But yeah, if no one knows about me, like if somebody just said, oh, Japanese porn is kind of interesting, then like, who is Kao Shibuya, then they don't really have to care about that. Mm. It's a little more personal thing for me. So I think it shouldn't matter that much.
With that being said, what was the most difficult thing about publishing the English version as opposed to the Japanese? Well, let's start off with the Japanese. What was the most difficult part about publishing your Japanese version of the book?
It was definitely finding the balance of, like, I didn't want the book to be too much like expose. I was not trying to like, hey, this is the truth behind everything, or like, I'm going to share the dark secret of the industry. Like, I'm nothing like that. It just, sounded a little bit like, I didn't want to sound sass, I didn't want to come across as like a two-faced person. But at the same time, I want to talk about the truth. When you're in the industry, of course, you have to protect the fantasy, and especially towards fans. Like, you don't want to break their fantasies. So like, can I say this? Can I say that? And I was trying to find the balance. So initially, I thought I was going to focus on a male audience or fans of JV. But then editor in Japan said, I want you to kind of write more like with feminism a little bit, more like for women. Like, okay, for women, then I had to kind of dial back and change the tone because it's more about if you're interested in joining the industry or if like, it's going to be more serious or personal to some people. And I was like, okay, I have to share the truth. I have to let them know what's be awaiting, like if you're actually trying to get in. You don't know what's going to happen, right? So there is no way of learning how the industry works. It's either like a normal job, I guess. You have like a seminar, like you have, well, in Japan at least, like there is a seminar for. Jobs. And like, if you're interested in media and like, really listen to our like, lecture, there's always a PR person like pitching. And you can find your like a senpai, like OB or OG, like from your college. And then they're going to explain like what's the industry is like. you can really have an access to this kind of industry.
No, yes. And then hearing it, or rather reading it from your perspective, I think it's your editor in Japan, I think she was on target when she said to write it in a femininity, feminist point of point of view.
I feel like some parts are more, I'm being more playful or being kind of comical about it or trying to make more jokes.
Looking back at it now.
Yeah, definitely. More, I was definitely thinking about fans of JB. So yeah, more like with heart, you know, kind of like, you know, being more, trying to be more cute. But then later on, I got more serious. So kind of hard to find a balance for me.
No, yeah, I did feel that when reading the, at least the English version of your book. There are some parts where it is comical.
Yeah.
Some parts where I can feel your frustration with certain things that happen. With the English version of the book, aside from the translation, what would you say was the most difficult part about publishing it here in the West?
I, as a Japan native, like, I didn't know what should be the basic knowledge, like what would be good knowledge, like for somebody who has no idea what JB is, or even when they are fans of some Japanese culture, like what's their image about JB? Like, I don't know, because I'm growing up in Japan, you kind of have a vague idea about what the industry is, or like, I think about they must be like who's behind it, or I have that image, like everyone kind of has that image, like it's kind of shady industry. I don't know what people outside of Japan thinks of the industry, like what kind of fantasy they have. So I think most of them are like, oh, why are they always wearing pixel panties? It's probably the main thing. Like, different though. So it's like, yeah, you can't smoke marijuana in Japan. Like, it's kind of the same thing. Yeah, I didn't know what was their basic questions. So I had to like, kind of let editor handle it, like what parts they wanted to cut or add more.
In your English version of the book, there's not other things that the Japanese version has?
Yes. Some part, like, the editor said, like, oh, that's like not really necessary for English audience. Like, that's much too much in detail.
Thing.
Or when I talk about the salary system, the tax system is different here. So I guess we don't have to talk about that in detail, something like that.
Right. Okay. I see. Mm-hmm. So not the whole thing made it. It just, okay. How did the marketing go into the book here in the West?
Well, I think, not sure about the like, entire sales, but I think the ranking, like, you know, number one in like some kind of category. So I think it's been good.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Again, since our last interview, your goal was to publish a book. And here you are. Here we are with your book right in front of us. And it's, you know, it's a huge milestone for you, of course. Moving away from the book, moving away from the industry, of course. Cosplaying, that's something that you've been doing extensively.
Yes.
How's that going out for you?
Oh, it's a passion project. Well, I'm definitely enjoying it. I like looking different like, each day. Like, it's a good change of pace for myself. And also, I feel like fans enjoy that too. Like, whenever we recognize the same character, like, it's a great conversational starter. Especially, like, somewhere like here, like anime convention. Everybody knows, like at least somebody knows the character. I really like the vibe. Like, it's a good way to, you know, get along with each other.
Question from Alfred, I know you're cosplaying Super Sonic. Right?
Yeah, well, it's classic. I have done Super Sonic more than several times. Yes, everyone knows Sonic, and Sonic has like a different outfit, so it's nice to play along.
To date, what has been the most difficult cosplay you've done?
Oh. Okay. Some costumes I cannot wear to convention because there are too many parts and they're gonna fall off. So for conventions, it has to be something comfortable or stretchy. And I don't like having long hair as a wig because I have short hair. So like whenever I was eating a bento box from Okamoto Kitchen earlier, like, and then,
I know, believe me, yes.
I know, right? Believe me. It's very stressful. But I try to have like a different, different hair cutter, a different eye cutter. I want to look different each day for convention. What's the difficult? I'll say Darien the Franks 02 cosplay that I custom ordered. And it's like very fitting to the body. It was expensive too. You have to take off the like, entire thing to, you know, go dehydrate in the bathroom. So, like, I hope like, there was a zipper around the crotch, but, you know, I should have asked that. But, yeah, I should have asked. But you have to take off the entire suit, the bodysuit.
And also, it was that type of cosplay then.
Yeah, it's like, a headset. To use it. So, I was like, oh, damn, it was really tough. I wore that to a convention, and of course, I did go to the bathroom only one time. But that was tough. I have to ask a cleaning lady in the bathroom to zip me up.
That must have been awkward. Do you do your own cosplays or do you custom order them? Or
I custom order. Mostly custom order. I don't believe in my talent regarding like sewing or I'm not dexterous, but I have ideas. I have vision. So I always like tell people who can actually make that happen to like, I want something like this.
Kind of I can't do it, but I have a vision.
Yes. Like I cannot make music, but I have ideas. Like, oh, this scarf too. Is also I have design, but of course like I'm not a designer. So I have like I want something like this. I want like a heart in a cow pattern, and I want something smooth, and like I want pockets, and I spin everything, and then they make it.
A cosplay with pockets. That's something a must.
Definitely, yes. Definitely.
I hate when a cosplay pockets. Does not have pockets. Where can you put things? There's nowhere.
I understand.
Before we end this interview, because we're almost coming close to the end of the interview, is there anything else you'd like to say to our audience? Something that readers might actually want to understand from the book or anything else you want to say?
Yeah. Well, I think I only had like one panel with Q&A session. I was hoping to actually like bring more, talk more in the book in English because I kind of omitted some names or some stories in Japanese book because I knew people in the industry was going to read. So I on purpose avoided talking about some, like one day this director got arrested or one day like this actor like left and like, you know, stole all the money, like that kind of scandal things. I avoided like talking about it too deeply because like they can always, they know all the names, right? They can guess the names, even fans can guess the names. So I thought it shouldn't be like, I didn't want to cause any scandals. So yeah, in English, I guess they don't really know the name of the director. So I wanted to actually talk more about what I couldn't put in the book. So yeah, hopefully, yeah, more interviews or more panels would be fun. Yeah, I have a lot to talk about.
I mean, you have a whole book out.
Yes.
Are we expecting another book?
Probably not about industry. I guess it's pretty much then and maybe more about the talk if they have any questions about the book or they have more questions because I'm not currently in the industry or talk to anybody from the industry. So I don't know what's going on right now. I definitely want to write a book in Japanese about studying English. But, you know, there are a lot of books to study in English through anime or like learn English from Gundam 9, the Gundam quotes. Maybe like learn English through like a dirty words or something like that. Something interesting. Yeah.
Which is not a bad idea because if you learn English, if you learn any bad words in any language, I think it's a good idea just because you'd know if someone's making fun of you in that language because you already learned those bad words in those languages.
And if you're interested in a topic, then you remember like, if you cannot just remember all the grammar and syntax because it's just boring. But like when you say like, well, in English, you say first base, second base, third base, and home run regarding sex, right? We use ABC in Japanese somehow. Yeah, we alphabet, and we don't have third base somehow. And so like it's like all those like subtle differences, like oh maybe like the, you know, the oral sex might be not be like, you know, important to Japanese people. Like it's just the kind of interesting knowledge, the culture difference.
Yeah,
the amusing itself.
That's very interesting. So that's a difference between here and there. Then.
Yeah, exactly. Or like grammar and syntax, the tense, the time tense is really too subtle sometimes for non-English speaker. It's like what's the difference between like a past, present, and present tense?
Oh, present tense. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I can bring up topic like, oh, if they ask like, do you use condom? Meaning like it's habitual thing. No, it's got present tense. But if you said, are you using condom? It's like, well, it's actually happening right now, like the verb and ing. So you're just asking if he or she is trying to use a condom now, but you don't know if they actually use occasionally. So you don't know what's going to happen next time or next time. So you can actually judge the person's behavior based on the tense they use. So that kind of example might be interesting and easy to understand, like, oh, that's the difference between those tense. Even though the topic is kind of like a dirty stuff, but yeah, like it's easier that, like, oh, when you say, like, I go to school, then like, you go to school every day, or like, I'm going to school, meaning you're just going to school. Like, it's kind of boring.
No, yeah.
So, just make it more playful and fun. I think that would be interesting. So I want to write a book about that.
Oh, cool. Sounds interesting. So that would be your second book, if anything.
Hopefully, yeah.
For those who are currently reading the book, what do you want readers to get from the book itself, like the message in English?
I think they're all interested in the industry or the culture in Japan. So I appreciate like, they take time to learn this different culture. If they can find it informative, I really appreciate that. It's not just a one side. Even I feel like the editor was trying to probably get me to kind of hate on the industry a little bit or to criticize the industry. And yeah, I know there is a room to grow in any industry, but at the same time, I'm not trying to like hate on the industry. It's just, but I have been a journalist myself. I have been working at, I used to work at a newspaper company, a reporter, just wanted to just organize my experiences and thoughts. I was not trying to be either negative or positive about it, just being...
Retell your experience.
Yeah, exactly. So I hope they get that. Like, I don't want people, readers, to get angry or get sad for me. Just if they can be kind of neutral and just be amused by the content, that would be great.
Thank you so much, Kaha.
Thank you.
And of course, thank you so much, you guys, for listening and watching this awesome interview. But don't go anywhere just yet. Do you guys want to win a Sakishi board signed by Kaho Shibuya? Of course you do. So listen up. All you have to do in order to win a signed Sakishi board by Kaho Shibuya is subscribe to our channel. That's it. It's simple as that. One random winner will be chosen to receive an autographed Sakishi board signed by cosplayer and author Kaho Shibuya. Best of luck to all of you guys, but the fun is not over yet. Go ahead and check out our second interview featuring voice actor Edward Bosco, the voice of Alistair from the Hazbin Hotel pilot episode. Listen as Edward revisits his time voicing Alistair in the pilot episode and why he didn't quite make the cut for the upcoming series. Ever wondered what was the hardest part about voicing Alistair? Well, we got you. All that and more in our second interview, so what are you guys waiting for? Go ahead and click now. I'll see you guys over there.